March 19, guard jealously your hours for prayer. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Psalm 42:1. He who is a citizen of the heavenly kingdom will be constantly looking at things not seen. The power of earth over the mind and character is broken. He has the abiding presence of the heavenly guest in accordance with the promise, I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. He walks with God as did Enoch in constant communion. Daily beset by temptation, constantly opposed by the leaders of the people, Christ knew that he must strengthen his humanity by prayer. In order to be a blessing to men, he must commune with God, pleading for energy, perseverance, and steadfastness. Thus he showed his disciples where his strength lay. Without this daily communion with God, no human being can gain power for service. It is a privilege of everyone to commit himself with all his trials and temptations, his sorrows and disappointments, to the loving Heavenly Father. Not one who does this, who makes God his confidant, will fall a prey to the enemy. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16. Guard jealously your hours for prayer and self-examination. Set apart some portion of each day for a study of the Scriptures and communion with God. Thus you will obtain spiritual strength and grow in grace and favor with God. He alone can direct our thoughts aright. He alone can give us noble aspirations and fashion our characters after the divine similitude. If we draw near to him in earnest prayer, he will fill our hearts with high and holy purposes and with deep earnest longing for purity and cleanness of thought. He imparts the richest blessings to those who serve him with a pure heart. He touches each one who opens the heart to his instruction and obeys his voice.